Blackstone Audio presents Incinerator by Timothy Hallinan. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. For Pat and Mike, brothers and friends, and still for Munyon. Part 1. Ignition. In the first moment all was fire, and all shall return to fire. Vedic Scripture. When we dream that we are dreaming, the moment of awakening is at hand. Novalis. Chapter 1. First Spark. This is what it said. You only get to squeeze the bottle 4 times. The first 2 are business. You aim for the clothes. The 3rd is for fun. Does he have long hair? You squeeze the bottle 4th time after you wake him up, to let him in on the joke. Then you throw the match. As the flame rises from the offering, the gods of carrion gather like flies to wheel and circle in the smoke. But they do not come for the flame. They come for the smoke and the dirt of the offering, and the offering is carrion. The flame purifies it. The only clean gods are the gods of fire. Flame licks the heels of the corrupt gods and consumes their wings, and they spiral like bats into the flame. Flame turns corruption into heat and light. When the earth is cleaned of its corruption, what a light there will be. It will dim the sun. There is so much corruption. The words were written in metallic gold ink on the back of a brown square of paper cut from a supermarket shopping bag. The first letter, a capital Y, was much larger than the others, set up straight to form a twisted cross in a tiny landscape of flaming hills. At the bottom of the paper, in the same shiny gold, was a very skillful drawing of flames. Arms and legs, inked in vivid colors, protruded from the flames like bits of human barbecue in a demonic illuminated manuscript. The lines the words formed were painstakingly and precisely parallel. He'd kept both margins plumb lines straight. The text of the letter formed a square that could have been framed with a ruler. The paper had been folded sharply, once in each direction, and the folds intersected in the absolute heart of the square. Once folded, the letter had fitted exactly into the envelope, so tightly that I had to tug at it to pull it out. The paper smelled of gasoline. 3 days earlier, I was relatively certain, the person who wrote the letter had poured gasoline over a sleeping drunk in a doorway somewhere in downtown L.A., and then struck a match. The letter was addressed to me, at home. Even though I'm a private detective, I did what anybody else would have.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?